USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A string of deadly tornadoes ripped through multiple states on Friday night, killing dozens of people. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear spoke to reporters Monday about the impact on his state.
Grace County Senior Center and Western Kentucky Allied Service Building, that's the Community Action Building, have been damaged so extensively, there's no way they can prepare meals for seniors. That's how mean this weather event was.
The Democratic governor adding that the tornado killed at least 74 people in his state. President Biden announced he will travel to Kentucky on Wednesday to survey the damage. No U.S. troops will be punished for an August drone strike in Afghanistan responsible for killing 10 civilians, including 7 children. It happened back in the capital city of Kabul just days after more than a dozen U.S. troops died in a suicide bombing. USA Radio News.
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
With Christmas nearing, the holiday rush is going full blast. Experts predicting the volume of online shopping and shipping this season will break records. Delivery services want to keep up with the pace with this holiday rush underway. The Postal Service saying beginning today through the 18th will be the busiest mailing, shipping, and delivery week of the year. This as Zach Diners, DHL Facility Operations Manager, tells Fox Business they've been staffing up since the coronavirus pandemic began.
You know, we've been living peak for almost 2 years now. So with the pandemic, we hired about 3,000 people last year. And then this year, to really support kind of this boom that we've seen, we've added another 2,000 people across the U.S. to really support the industry.
Despite the Supreme Court allowing a new abortion law to remain in effect in Texas, abortion clinics remain open. However, there's only about 20 abortion clinics left in the state. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day. As the cleanup continues in Kentucky and the other states affected by the tornadoes over the weekend, how does it work after President Biden approved an accelerated disaster declaration for Kentucky? Republican Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, explains on Fox News.
Whenever there's a natural disaster, the same programs immediately are instituted, and people that qualify get help, and the money is a big factor, and FEMA starts a fiscal year with X number of dollars in it, and if that goes through the 12 months of the fiscal year, that's it. But usually during the middle of a fiscal year, if you have a lot of disasters, that money runs out, and it's kind of a nonpartisan or bipartisan way of just replenishing it. So the programs are the same that have been around for decades, and the same people in Kentucky will qualify just like the same people in Iowa would qualify under those laws, and then the money's there to help them according to what the law gives them to help.
Wall Street closing the day in the red. Investors remain cautious ahead of Wednesday's expected Fed Reserve decision, possibly ending its bond buying program earlier than indicated. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 320 points to close at 35,651. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.